Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. And welcome to episode 72 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And today we are carrying on from the theme of last week. Last week we were talking about people from other parts of Europe who are living in the UK and what they thought about the Christmas celebrations here. And today I wanted to look at it the other way around. So people from the UK who are living in other parts of Europe and what they have to say. So I spoke to four people this time, but one of them gave us a load of information. So if you want to have a look at this is also a blog post. And I will link through to the blog post as well, because the longest lot of information came from Spain. And unfortunately, I don't speak Spanish, so I'm not going to attempt to pronounce some of these Spanish words. But if you want to have a look at them, then come and have a look at the blog post, which you'll find linked from today's show notes, which you can find at englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode72. And also, if you are celebrating Christmas in a country other than where you usually live, I would also be interested to hear your stories and what you think about it, what was different for you, maybe what you missed, that kind of thing. I appreciate that not everybody celebrates Christmas here, but for those who do, I'd love to hear your stories. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, have you been in another country when New Year was being celebrated? And if so, how were the celebrations different from what you're used to? Okay, so I spoke to four people, and the first two are from England, and they moved to Germany. So first of all, it's Corinne, and you can find out more about all these people on the blog post as well. So they've each got a link to their website or their blog. So if you click through to the blog, you'll be able to find out more about them. So Corinne made the point that we were talking about last week as well, how the 24th is the important day in Germany, unlike in England, where the 25th is a lot more important. She also mentioned that there are wreaths, and there are wreaths here too, but she said that sometimes people are willing to spend more money on the wreath with its candles than on a Christmas tree that only spends a short time in the house, because here in the UK some people have artificial trees, plastic trees, but a lot of people do still get the real ones, and they are in the house for quite a long time. They can be there 2-3 weeks easily. But in Germany, she said the tradition is to have them on Christmas Eve, so their tree doesn't actually get that much time in the house. And because of that, people are willing to spend more money on their Advent wreaths. And she said that it's a tradition that the children from the church dress up as the three kings and go around singing Christmas carols. I haven't seen any Christmas carol singers in the UK for many years, not the kind that go door to door. We often see them in the shopping precinct, you might get a band and some carol singers there, but in terms of people going around the streets, I haven't seen that for quite a long time. She also said that reading aloud from a storybook is a tradition that she's seen, and she likes that because the children get involved and they read to their families, and that's a good thing. Cleaning boots, we don't have the 6th of December here in the UK, so the whole idea with Nicholas bringing boots full of sweets and things for children who have been good, or adults from what I've heard, mustn't forget the adults. We don't have that here, but it's a tradition in Germany that Corinne likes. And she says she misses mince pies and port, and she makes her own cranberry sauce. So mince pies keep coming up in these Christmas interviews. I think that's interesting. Okay, the next one is Jane, and she also moved from the UK to Germany. And she says she likes the Christmas baking. So this came up too last week, but there are a lot more interesting types of Christmas biscuits in Germany than there are in England. And I like them as well, which is why I baked some a couple of weeks ago. But we don't really have the Christmas biscuits here. So that's a nice thing that Jane has discovered. And she said that there are different sorts and people give them as presents. So they make the cookies themselves and then give them to their family and friends. And she actually does something. She does an English Christmas dinner and brings the English traditions to Germany, with the roast and all the trimmings, like all the vegetables that go with it, and a Christmas cake. So she's taken some of the English traditions to Germany to introduce her family to them. She says that she misses the music, so she listens to Christmas carols because the German carols aren't as evocative, they don't stir up the same emotions as the English ones did for her. So she plays English Christmas carols and has a mince pie, and then all is good. But I think it's true that the things that you grow up with, maybe as well, when I listen to some Christmas music, it reminds me of Christmas as a child. And so if I listen to Christmas music in another language, I think I would feel the same. It's not the same as what you know and what you've grown up with. Okay, Cara, whose website is also on the blog post. All of these websites you can click through and find out a bit more about the people who answered my questions. So Cara moved from the UK to France. And again, it's the same. We learned from Carmen last week, but the main celebration in France is also on the 24th. And Cara hasn't celebrated Christmas many times in France, so she'd said there weren't that many new customs that she's found. But she said there aren't so many Christmas cards. I've noticed a lot less Christmas cards here in the UK. When I was a child, there used to be loads, and we had a big string of them on the wall. I think a lot less people send them now, although they are still quite popular. Some people choose to give money to charity instead, or some people make cards, but that's still not so many. But yeah, some people decide not to send cards to all their friends, but they make a donation to charity, or they send e-cards. So you're not creating a load of like paper waste at the end. It's more environmentally friendly. You just send an e-card. But Cara says that people are more likely to send New Year cards in France than Christmas cards. And she also said that another difference with the food is a controversial food product made of liver. So it's the goose liver, and it's controversial because they're fattened up through force feeding, and some people feel that that's, you know, not a good thing to do, to force feed the geese just so you can have their liver. But she also said that there are nice chocolates wrapped up in shiny packages, and there's a little message on a piece of paper inside, and that's a nice idea, these chocolates. And she said Yule logs, they came up last week as well. I think Yule logs are good. I'm going to buy one for Christmas because I don't like Christmas pudding and I don't like English Christmas cake. So yeah, Yule logs are definitely good. And Cara says she finds UK more Christmassy, which is why she tries to come back to the UK for spending Christmas here. And then the last person that I spoke to was Molly, and Molly's written loads. So yeah, come and have a look at Molly's contribution, because she's explained a lot, and especially if you don't know about Spain and how Spanish Christmas is celebrated, then you'll learn something. I certainly did. And so Molly said that she's been interested in studying how Spanish people celebrate Christmas from school and at college, but now she's actually living there at the moment, so she can find out firsthand what it's like. So again, Christmas Eve comes up again. That's the main day for celebrating. People go to church and then celebrate Christmas on Christmas Day as well, but also on other days because of other religious holidays. For example, Day of the Innocent Saints on the 28th, when people play jokes on each other, a bit like April Fool's Day by the sound of it. And she said New Year is also a very exciting time, and that it's like in the UK, but there's a tradition with the 12 grapes, so you have to eat the 12 grapes as the clock strikes 12 times, and if you do that, things will go well for you. But that can be quite difficult because the grapes are quite big and they have their seeds in, so that's a new tradition for her. And she said the final celebration is on the 6th of January, which is the Festival of the Three Kings. And she said that a lot of the presents are opened on this 6th of January as well, so the children have to wait a bit longer because they have to wait until the 6th of January. And the children have to, well, they don't have to, but the children write letters to these three kings with their, here, the children write to Father Christmas with their wish list. But in Spain, they write to the three kings, so that's another difference that she found. And Molly said that she's living in Catalonia and that there's a character known as the Christmas log, and you fill him up with sweets and he's hollow, so you can put things inside him. He's got a face painted on him. It's called the pooping log. And you keep him warm with a blanket and give it food to eat. And then Christmas time, you beat it with sticks to help its digestion, and the treats that you put inside him fall out. But when garlic or onion come out, that's the end of the treats for the year. She said the food is quite similar, although she's going to be spending Christmas in the UK. There's a lot of seafood, and there's someone who doesn't really like seafood. That's not so good for her. But the thing that she misses most is roast dinner, like the turkey with all the trimmings. And fortunately for her, she'll be coming back to the UK to have turkey with all the trimmings as well. So that's a good thing for her. And she said that because of the modern technology, you know, you can use, if you have a Netflix account, you can watch the Christmas movies that you've seen before or see the Christmas adverts. And so even though you may miss things from home or from England, because of things like Netflix, you can still get the information that you wanted otherwise. So I hope that was interesting for you. Maybe you are from Germany, France or Spain, and so you've been able to hear how people from the UK see Christmas in your country. But as I said, I would be interested to know your ideas as well. If you've celebrated Christmas or the New Year in a country other than where you normally live, let me know what it was like for you. And if you picked up any new traditions, you liked them, took them home with you and started doing them at home, like me with the German biscuits, because I think they're nicer than what we have. And if you want to do that, you can email me at kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com. Or you can use the contact form on the show notes page, which is at englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode72. And also, if you would like to support the show, then there's the Patreon link on there. So if you would like to donate a dollar or a couple of dollars a month, then that would be really nice as well. So I will be back. We will have one more podcast before the end of the year. There'll be one next week. So I won't wish you a Happy New Year yet, but I do hope you have a good week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.